This is Doug Green, and I'm the publisher of Telecom Reseller, and this is a special podcast for TR Publications. And today I'm with Jennifer Adams, who's the Senior Director of Go-to-Market Strategy and Programs at Poly. Jennifer, thank you for joining me today.
Thanks, Doug. Nice to be speaking with you again.
I'm happy to be talking to you again. And of course, as we were relating just before we began, the last time we podcasted, we're under very different circumstances in a very different world, outside the San Diego Convention Center with the diesel buses going back and forth and with all sorts of noise in the background. But we managed to try to do a podcast, and that must have been about 7 or 8 years ago.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Well, here we are in a very altered place. And in fact, in just a few minutes, you're going to be at a session at Zoomtopia. And we're going to be talking today about that relationship between Poly and Zoom and also some new exciting products. And I'm really interested to hear about the research you guys have been doing. So, you know, I think all of our readers know about Poly, but maybe you can tell us a little bit about what Poly's been doing, especially during the pandemic.
Yeah, so I think Poly, like many companies all around the world, has been doing our best to work flexibly during the global pandemic that has just really changed the way a lot of people are working. I think one of the things that we've been trying to do as a company is really focus in on the user experience for people whose work styles have changed rather suddenly over the last 18 months. And so Poly has been working on partnering with companies like Zoom, who are really doing what they can to make virtual collaboration more possible and more lifelike, and those experiences to be more human. And so we've been working on some new products. We've been working on research around work styles. And we've also been trying to learn internally as a company how, you know, from our own employees and from our own experience, how to better collaborate virtually. And so it's been a very interesting time for us as a company, because our business is virtual collaboration. That's what everything we make is designed to do. And so this has been a real proving ground for our business model, but also for our employees and our customers.
Now, just in a few minutes, you're going to be at Zoomtopia. What are you going to be talking about?
So during the pandemic, Poly actually refreshed some research that we've been running for about the last nearly a decade. We've been doing user work style research and really helping to educate our customers around how their employees need to work and communicate what technologies might be most helpful for the different ways that people work. And so we refreshed this research in the middle of the pandemic to be able to have a viewpoint that our customers can use to plan for hybrid work into the future. And so what I'll be talking about in the session at Zoomtopia is really around the importance of taking a very people-centric approach to your hybrid work planning, and that failing to do that could impact the success of hybrid work strategies into the future. And so I also bring in a couple of Zoom experts to give some use cases and conversation around how to make that really actionable for Zoom customers as well.
Now, when you say people-centered, it sounds like at one point, maybe many companies didn't have a people-centered strategy.
You know, I think that in most of the IT departments that I talk to, I do think that they strive to be people-centric, but it's hard because it's hard to scale that. And so where the research that we've been able to do is it's research that goes across 8 different countries, 5,000 respondents, and we ask them questions about how they work, the devices that they work, their communication intensity, their mobility, where they're working. And so we take this information and we apply a segmentation that brings personas to the forefront, so that allows IT departments to plan for groups of people. So we have 6 key personas that cover more than 90% of a typical enterprise. So we're able to give IT a way to plan that's scalable, because, you know, previously, I think a lot of users for IT are listings in an Active Directory, right? So you don't know as much about their the way they approach work or what they specifically need, the devices that they're using in a given day. And so our research helps to provide that insight to our customers so that they can, you know, rather than taking a one size fits all, which, you know, doesn't really take into account a lot of the different ways that people work, they can take a more structured approach that still doesn't have to be a different strategy for every single employee, because that's not scalable either, but it's kind of that middle point. And I think now that we're, you know, planning for hybrid work in this, you know, pandemic era, it becomes more important than ever to understand some of those details about how people are working differently.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about that. What would be a big takeaway for our listeners today about especially what your research is showing?
I would say that there are a couple of different surprises. So one of the things that we have found is that there are work styles out there that don't really want to have a work from home experience. There are some employees who really do feel more productive in the office. And, you know, and that's a persona that has actually been working from home now going on 18 months now for some people. And they really have lost that separation between work life and home life, as many of us have. But for some personas, that's particularly upsetting for them. And so, you know, while we think everybody wants to embrace flexible working, some people really don't. And so that's one of the things that, you know, I can also help, you know, educate customers about, hey, if you're trying to get some people to come back into the office, there is a group that actually is ready to go back, assuming they feel safe to do so. And so that was one of the, you know, surprising things. I think one of the other surprising things is the pandemic has forced people to engage with technology differently. And so, you know, there's a work style that was only, you know, 5% of this work style were likely to do video in a given day. During the pandemic, that went up to 17%. So it's still not the majority of that persona using video in their day, but it's a 3x growth just because of the change in the pandemic. And so, you know, it also makes it very obvious why solutions like Zoom have become so popular in the last 18 months is that, you know, you make it easy for users to just join and, you know, and share video, and people who were never doing video before are suddenly embracing it.
You know, before the pandemic, we were hearing nonstop about the open office. Is that over?
I don't think that the open office is over. I think it's going to look a little bit different. So what we're hearing from a lot of customers is, you know, with hybrid work and people working more flexibly, that obviously means that there's a significant percentage of people who won't be in the office every day anymore. And that means that companies are looking at their real estate and realizing that they may have more offices than they need or more floors than they need. And so what we're seeing is a lot of consolidation because companies are saying, hey, we don't think we're going to be able to fill up these floors with people who are going to be in the office every day. So I think what's going to happen is I don't see us going back to cubicles. I don't see us going back to private offices. I think that what will more likely happen is there will be some assigned seats in these floors in an open environment, and there will be some hoteling or unassigned seats that people can come in, and that people will start coming into the office less because they have to and more because they want to collaborate with people who are there. And so the open office is a natural, you know, encourager of, you know, collaboration. And so I don't see that going away, but I think we're in a strange time right now because obviously social distancing and people not being too close to each other, the open office tended to have people, you know, sitting very close together. And so I think that, you know, we're going to see a little bit more of that space being created in open offices, but I really don't see those going away.
Can you tell me more about what you mean when you say hoteling?
Sure. So hoteling is, you know, kind of, you would imagine it's a desk that sits in the office that anybody can use. And in some cases, they have open seating where, you know, and it, you know, the technology that sits on that desk really varies by company. You know, some companies might put a desk phone and a docking station and a monitor and a keyboard and a mouse, and then you just come in and you dock your you know, laptop, and, you know, you might bring in your own headset, or maybe there's one sitting there for you. And so that is a workspace that is unassigned. And it's probably going to become much more common for companies to have those. In some cases, companies are allowing employees to reserve those on the day that they want to use them, or you just show up and you sit at the desk that's available to you. So it's something that we were starting to see prior to the pandemic already starting to happen because, you know, flexible work didn't just come about as a result of the pandemic. It was on the growth for the past, you know, I'd say 5 to 6 years ever since, you know, unified communications came into the landscape.
You know, that's really interesting that we're talking about this concept because I'm almost imagining that there's probably a group of readers and listeners, workers especially, that, you know, maybe they've had too much home, to your point. They, you know, there's a lot going on, there's kids, there's maybe an older adult that's being taken care of, and there's a need mm-hmm. to, hey, I need to get away and do a block of work, you know, like almost like in college, I want to go to the library and just curl up in a corner somewhere. And so is that part of the hoteling concept?
Yeah, I do think that, you know, obviously when we look at how people's homes are set up for work, not everybody has a home office. And so, you know, in fact, people who were working in the office 100% of the time prior to the pandemic, they are the least likely of all to have a dedicated home office. And trying to get work done when you're working on your couch or at your kitchen counter or at your, you know, on your, in your living room. Those are definitely times that it can be a little bit more challenging to get work done. And so, yes, people miss the office for the fact of having the technology that they need in the office and being able to have the devices that they want to connect to. And so I do think that, you know, both from a socialization perspective, you know, I just miss talking to people who aren't my dog, for example, or also from a perspective of, you know, being able to see my colleagues who I haven't been able to see in a while. But then also, how about more robust internet? You know, not a lot of people are sharing their networks at home, and sometimes, you know, they're not able to get, you know, a robust enough broadband connection. And so a lot of times people would come into the office to be able to have more dependable network quality as well.
So I understand you've got two exciting announcements today.
Yes. So we, you know, we did announce two new video products. So these are video products, room-based systems for video collaboration. So we have our E70 and X70 Poly Studio products, and these are for large rooms. And really what we see is these are the types of experiences that we're trying to build with our products that help provide a more equal playing field between people who are in the room and not. And one of the ways that Zoom has really been promoting that is they've got a great technology called Smart Gallery, which allows for you to zoom in on the different different people who might be sitting in a meeting room, and they look like they're in the same configuration as the people from home. And so you can really see the detail of people, and that's something that Zoom has done, and we'll support this in our new product. But it's also something that helps provide that great quality experience, as, you know, we know that, you know, these meeting rooms are going to be more important in the future because more people are going to be joining remotely. And so when you're in the room, you have to be able to provide the best possible experience for everybody who's in the call.
You know, Jennifer, you know, as we close up our podcast today, we're now well into September. We're moving towards that fourth quarter when IT managers really start to look at the coming year, and when also a lot of people in your channel start to look at their portfolio. What are some good ideas for the coming year? We live in a kind of uncertain time. So, you know, what are the things that maybe we should be thinking about?
Yeah, I think that it is one of the things that I think customers are going to be faced with is how to apportion their budgets. I think that, you know, we're having to make room in budgets where hybrid work used to be something that people supported on their own because it was a benefit that they were getting from the company. But I think when a company is starting to mandate hybrid work, there is an expectation that they will be able to provision their employees to best be supported in hybrid work. And so, you know, we're hearing, you know, some companies are rethinking their travel and entertainment budgets to be able to, you know, support more of their IT budgets, you know, for some of this hybrid working and the, you know, the remote collaboration that will be supported as a result. You know, we all know budgets don't usually increase. So, you know, finding room for some of this is going to be a big challenge, I think, for IT. So I would really recommend that, you know, that companies focus on identifying the key needs and behaviors and the work styles that are in their companies. And that will allow them to best define the technology solutions to support the needs across the work styles and also the spaces that those work styles work in. Polly's been working on this for a number of years, and we have some survey tools that we can make available to some of our customers to be able to identify the work styles and learn more about them. And so, that's something that we provide free of charge to our customers, and, we're happy to engage on that.
You know, something we didn't touch on, but I'll bring us all the way back where we were meeting at a Cisco conference. There's, for people trying to make high long-term investments, Poly products are really compatible with everything.
Yeah, I mean, we've built our business on being where the customers are. And Zoom is a great platform and a great partner of ours. But we also know that there are other platforms and partners out there as well. And so we do try to make sure that we're being very customer centric and very user centric. Every single product that we design has these users and these personas that are data driven, research about work styles. That is an element of our product design even. And so we are really trying to be more thoughtful about what we're building and who we're building it for.
So whichever way you're going, you're going to be prepared.
That's what we're hoping, and that's what we're really trying to partner with our customers and our alliance partners like Zoom to ensure.
Well, I want to thank you, Jennifer, for joining me. Just before you join the folks at Zoomtopia, I want to wish you the best of luck with that conference today. And where can we learn more about Poly?
Thank you so much. Yes, so you can learn more about Poly at poly.com, and you can learn more about Poly work styles specifically by poly.com/work styles.
Well, I know we're going to be talking to you guys soon, but for now, thanks very much.
Thank you.